Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, pass this man.
See the hunters.
Yeah, I got the lobster. I need some butter. Don't carry on. Talk to me, slime. I figure you wasting my time. Here for the money, I thought you was worthy. Magic, nigga, I got my baddies on purchase. Acting all senseless, habits be expensive. Red bone, I think I asked from Memphis. Popping her shit in the loft. She topping me off the doll. Rich nigga, you can witness. Nigga, you capping a lot, talk business. I'm up in the big and you up in your feelings. You up in the bus and I'm up in this Ferrari, no ceiling. Missing your stop. Nigga, you lame in your corner. Your music don't give me that bop. But nigga, I hit Chicago. Niggas be doing the savage spot. Buddies be doing the bully bop. Nigga, I'm top dog. You gotta guess, do I got tool or not? I got shit in my brain. Nigga, I'm a boss. Nigga, I could lose a lot. Yeah, I think I wanna lose my spot. Niggas wanna see me just broke and pop. Stretched out like Big and Pop. I went to Atlanta, I caught me some hammers. These niggas be thinking I'm pussy. Yeah, 5K ain't nothing. Go ahead and push me. Yeah, I'm counting these blues, looking like Tookie. Yeah, you out of your mind, you run up on us. Some glitz are gon' bust, ladders and sticks. Drum roll with the laser, nigga, no time to miss. We wrapping them up and he down with fish. Black rolls, give your widow a kiss. Black mobs, poor star bitch with some knockers. Super clean like I'm Chester the Oscar. Porsche Carrera, don't confuse it with Boxer. I'ma keep going. Chasing these mains, no topping your feeling. The internet choke me in front of your building. We let it go out of the range, bro. Boom, boom, where the fuck did your brains go? Big homie, they be calling me big, bro. What on my shooters, extend those. Calling the plug to send those. Nigga, you goofy, you go where the wind blows. Nigga, I'm Gucci, I'm down like 10 toes. I fuck queens down the bimbos. Nigga, I'm up and you salty. I'm the king, no cap, this yokey. Rush smoke, get them hitters, I faulty. Straight to the bag, I do it with passion. Niggas scream gang, but nigga ain't acting. No time for niggas out of my bracket, yokey.
Yo, what we doing for dessert? Pass me that bottle, man. I need a drink, man. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Fly Geyser, BX in the building. You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. This is For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I'm your host tonight. Y'all know the vibe. If you click that link and you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is dial that number. Y'all know the number. Stop playing. 929-477-2425. I do got special people sliding through the night. I want to give a big shout-out to my team, everybody who shared the flyer, the link, whatever you did, whether it was a like or a comment, we appreciate it. Everything is a count. You feel me? We account all that. So make sure that you tap the fuck in and we here live. Now, I do got a special host co-hosting with me tonight. Hold on. Let me bring her in. Let her introduce herself. Yo, let them know where you are, who you are, where you from, and what you do.
So my name is Kitty York. I'm from the Bronx, uptown, you know, the best part of the Bronx. And I am a singer, a rapper, and I'm just that girl, period.
And you heard her, BX, we heavy in the fucking building. Kitty York is in the motherfucking building with us tonight. Now, y'all know what we do on Fridays when we have a co-host. We spin music. And we're going to ask Mrs. York over here her real opinion about the song, whether she liked it, whether the quality could have been better, or maybe it's a banger, because I know we got a lot of bangers. Believe me, we ain't playing no bullshit. We definitely on it, and that's for the record. Hey, yo, Miss Kitty, let me ask you, I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm only going to ask you one time. Do you know this song?
Oh my God.
What happened, girl? You know that song?
Yeah, I love that song. That's like my favorite song.
Yeah, this is what we do it for. Introduce that to the world.
Oh my gosh, that's my first like single ever. It's called Just Sayin'. It's a cover. Tory Lanez is Deceiving Eve, but like, you know, if you love it, like I love it, you know, you just keep playing it every day.
Who
Hey, yo, Kitty, how did it feel to hear your song on For the Record for the first time?
That was so, like, I feel so geeked. I'm geeked right now. I cannot stop smiling. That shit just warmed my heart. Like, I love that song so much. That was, like, my first song I ever, like, recorded and put out. And I was going wow. through mad stuff when I recorded that song. I was, like... When I was in the studio actually recording the song, the person that I wrote the song for was in the studio, and we were on bad terms. We were beefing. We weren't even really talking to each other. So it's just, like, so funny. It's so funny.
That's
like,
real. Real life.
Yeah.
You're just saying, though. You're
real
just
life.
Saying.
I was just saying, because he wasn't trying to hear me, or it was like he wasn't trying to understand. So I was just, listen, boy, I'm just saying it. I just got to say what I got to say, and I said what I said, and that's it.
Well, if he's listening right now, she was just saying, dog. You heard? Hello.
Hey, I'm just
y'all
saying.
Know yeah. Flock Guys approved that track, man. First time played here. My co-host, Kitty York from New York City. Bronx to be exact, Uptown, Two Line, what's the
right.
vibe? We home. Let's get to this first caller.
Period.
I know they heard your song. Let's ask them and see what they thought about it. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We in the Bronx.
Yo, 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 what's shaking, y'all? This your boy, Pop, from Chopping Up with Pop's 420, right here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. What's shaking, Kitty? What's up, Gaza?
Oh, shit. What's the word? It's me and Kitty in the building.
What's
going
on? I know,
man. Goddamn. Man.
Right, it's Friday.
It's going. Hell yeah, it's Friday. Friday, which
oh,
I am fried right now.
Yo, Pop, what? I know me and Kitty want to know.
What you smoking on?
What am I not smoking on? I've got like 7 different strains right now.
Yeah. God,
and I've been puffing on all of them all damn day.
Shout out to Minnesota.
They shout out my weed guy.
Hey,
shout out
to
my
blog.
Weed guy. You know, that's right. He knows who he is.
Are you here?
Hell yeah. But yeah,
hey,
man,
yo,
that was a dope ass track, man.
You read my
mind, but
I'm about to ask. Yeah, it was dope, man. I got into that, man. It's nice, relaxing, it's chill, man. I like it. I like
it
a lot.
Definitely a vibe.
It was a good vibe, yeah.
Right.
Big fat. So
it wasn't over the top or nothing. It was like right there on the money. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
That was my first one.
I think
that's my baby.
Yeah, usually your first was your baby.
Do you have more music?
I do have like one more song out right now, and then I'm like working on putting out an EP. Everything is kind of like
okay. Well, keep us
working in progress.
We want to hear that.
Yeah,
we definitely
absolutely.
Give the Kitty, give the world your social media real quick, so we can have these people follow you.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. Instagram is my most active platform right now. It's at Kitty York, KittyYorkK. If you want to find me on, like, I guess, TikTok and Twitter, if you're, like, that interested. My TikTok and Twitter is Roxy Sucks, RoxySucxx. So, yeah.
Make sure y'all go follow her right now. And yo, Pops,
yeah,
you know
him.
How we do it here.
Yeah.
You know how we do it here on
Hell
Friday.
Yeah.
Miss York over here, she's going to judge the song that you request. So what independent artist you going to let shine tonight?
Well, first, I want to stay on the phone with y'all while this song plays. I'm not going to say who the artist is, but you know the track, Gaza. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I want to get an honest opinion, and then I'm going to say who it is.
What
is
track
that cool?
is this?
We do that?
Hold on.
How to be the man.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. We're going to bring Pops right back. You heard Miss Kitty. Make sure you listen in.
All right.
I know what song he's talking about. It's about to go down. It's something different for the streets right now. This is How to Be the Man.
Okay.
When I say ball out, you hit record. Ball out, baby. Yeah. So you had to be the man, had to be the boss, had to fly through with seven coats of the gloss. So you had to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss. How to buy the car. How to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to flip the van. Show you how to take your dime from a fucking man. Show you how to flip the script, how to lane switch. How to step your paper game up real quick. GC, I ain't playing, show you how to not say shit. And if you talking dollars, then you speak in my language. Four side bitches, I ain't never had no main bitch. And if you acting funny, then I ain't on no strange shit. Show you how to roll up that motherfucking dang shit. 12 come through, y'all know I ain't say shit. All about my money, I ain't got no patience. And if you waste my time, oh, you basic. Show you how to lead a scene and not say shit. White boy, but I'm seen with all races. Show you how to tell real shit from fake shit. Show you how to be the realest thing on day. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss. How to fly through with seven coats of the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the cars, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man, yeah. Show you how to be the man, yeah.
Yeah.
For the record radio, you either tuned in or you tuned out. You know the vibe. 929-477-2425. Tune in or you tune down. Y'all know what's going on. These shit fly guys are approved. Hey, yo. What up? Yeah. Hey, yo.
So you had to be the man. Had to be the boss.
Yeah.
Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man. How to be the boss. How to buy the car. How to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man. Yeah.
how to be the man. First you get a plan, then you execute it, put that money in your hands. You could have a strategy, or you could be a savage. Me, I stick and move, snatch and run like an athlete. How to be a man, stay focused and diligent. Say about your M&Ms and know when they get ignorant. Ride through spitting shit and switch your whip, switch your whip. Want a bottle like the water, you gon' have to flip a rick. You gon' have to hit a lick. Lurk squad, hippie click, I bend it with my thing. Hope you know that I'm the man when I pull up in the Range Rover, stuntin' in my plain clothes. Check my chain, ho. Dang, bro, it's looking like a stained coat. Put a something in the candy painted plain, ho.
Yes.
I know how to be a man, now I wanna be a boss. Gold in my mouth, I ain't learned how to floss. Hey, nigga, what's up? Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all about to find out. This is for the record radio, where the independent artist always matters the most 7 days a week. And that's why guys are approved, man. Truthfully, respectfully, disrespectfully. BX in the building. Kitty York. Top it up with Ty. Hey, yo, Kitty.
Yes, that was very smooth. That was nice. I was, you know, twerking a little bit, getting my little twerk on.
Hell yeah.
No problem.
Hell yeah. That was my late son, GC, and two of his friends, Danny C, and the late Fresco. R.I.P. Fresco, R.I.P. GC.
Real.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm very proud of that song. I'm very proud of my son. It's the only track he ever made.
Big fact. Big
shout
fact.
Out to him.
Hell yeah, R.I.P. GC, you know the vibes, Minnesota, stand up, we here. Hey, yo, Pops, man, we appreciate you for your time. We about to get to our other guest that's coming. You know, you never know who gonna slide through, so stay right there, you heard?
You got it, brother.
Let's get it. So, this is how we gonna do this. If you listening right now, I hope you tuning in. It's Flock Gaza. You already know Miss Kitty York is in the building, y'all. BX heavy. Let's get to this next caller. You ready, Miss Kitty?
I'm very much ready. Stay ready. You don't have to get ready.
Huh? Talk your shit. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do? We here with Kitty York.
Many, many blessings. My name is Coach Deep. I'm out here from Brooklyn. So I'm going to talk my talk. You know, I rep that Brooklyn State. Very,
yeah.
Very proud to be here. And what I, that's cool. But, yeah, what I do and what I be, importantly, is an advocate for wellness, a basketball coach, as well as a yoga teacher. And so the goal is to really get change, like really stop talking about the problem but put some action so that way we can save not only these kids but save ourselves.
That's big facts, because believe it or not, the kids are our future.
That part.
we gotta plant the seeds in now. Yeah, we got to plant the seeds in now. They used to tell us that back in our day. You know, I'm a little older than
that's
the young
fact.
Generation. Nowadays, and they're very different right now. You know what I'm saying? Their goals are different. The way they see life is different. But mental health, man, I see it. Shout out to Dizzy Brown. Hold on. Pause. Shout out to Dizzy Brown, man. That man right there is so
thanks.
Positive, and the things that he's doing for the community and not only the youth out there is amazing. You know what I mean? He knows people like you, for instance, and you. Y'all know who y'all are.
that's a fact.
Yes, yes. So tell us a little bit, when did you start really taking this serious to want to help and speak about this?
So it got crazy. Basically, I'm a basketball coach of 15 years, and I was coaching AAU boys out in Brooklyn. And by that time, I had already lost my parents 7, 8 years respectively. And so I'm not even 30 yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the height of the financial crisis, and I'm out here coaching. And so I ended up being homeless and, like, having 2 more surgeries on my right knee. I've had 3 in total. And so it was a really rough time where, like, at that time, nobody was really – there wasn't no real public assistance like that. Like, if you was a certain age, you was too young or whatever the case may be. And so, you know, I'm out here being a strong coach, But, like, I was really going through some shit. Like,
right.
I was,
real
like,
talk.
Coach D by day and Damo by night. I had to eat. So I was in the street. Like, I was drinking a lot. You know what I mean? Like, but I was Coach D during the day. So it was like I was really out here living a double life. And so it just caught up with me, you know what I mean? I wound up having an anxiety attack in the middle of the street. And, like, before they were, like, you know, they were soft. They were calm. I could hide them. I could, you know what I mean, say some shit to myself and keep it pushing. But that one, it just, it got too crazy. And so that was in 2014. And so after that, I just started taking classes and learning for myself. Like, I started taking meditation classes and learning about breath and different modalities and sport, fitness. I started learning about it in martial arts. I started learning about it in Zen meditation. And, like, it just opened my mind. Like, yo, this shit is, like, different. And so my mom, she died when I was 22. And she was, say, chronic asthmatic. And, you know, she was obese and, you know, dealt with all the things that black people deal with, smoke cigarettes for too long and all type of shit. And right. She used to always say, yo, just breathe. Just breathe. Like, she'd tell everybody that. Like, yo, just breathe. Like, just breathe. And I used to always think it was, like, shutting me up. Like, nah, that's what you say to quiet somebody down.
Mm-hmm.
But what she was really giving me was, like, a piece of wisdom for life. And so in that moment when I was nearing the end of that anxiety attack, I remember her saying that. And I just started breathing, like, softly, calmly, deeply, you know what I mean? And the shit changed my life forever. And so that's what my work is dedicated to, really changing the way that we approach sports and mental health in sports and in performance. So I work with athletes. I work with artists. I work with those that are always on the go and in the move because they're taught that they're going to be praised for how they move. But they also have to find the purpose in being still. And that's for themselves. You know what I mean? So I've created a meditation specifically for performers, as well as a whole curriculum dedicated to mental hygiene, really treating the way that we brush our teeth in the morning with that same intentionality, treating our fucking brain and our emotions, and 'cause that's really all it is. It's really right. Processing our emotions and really being aware of our energy. And a lot of people are not. Yeah. They're on autopilot with that shit.
Right.
And so when we look at our athletes, you know what I mean? They're going through a lot, and they're just a reflection of the world around them. Like you said, the kids are different. They're going through different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, as coaches, be able to adjust. And so that's what my work is dedicated to right now. We got a petition out. I'm definitely going to share that, the at Get Fit Fly Right. You can go to the website. You can Google it, at Get Fit Fly Right. And we have a petition out right now. We want to get coaches certified in mental health awareness. I'm a certified instructor, and so the goal is to, like, be able to say this in our language, you know what I mean? Like, really be able to touch people because, you know what I mean? It's coming from somebody that knows. Like, I know what it's like to be in the heat of the moment, and you're down by 2 points, and you have a minute left, and
you
got knucklehead kids.
Here.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Real as a coach. You know what I mean? Your job on the line right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, coaches got to understand that they are a bigger reflection of the athletes than they want to admit. So, like, all this, oh, they soft, they different. In my day, we got to let that shit go because it's not helping our kids and it's not helping us. You know what I mean? As coaches, we got to be honest about the shit that we're going through. Everybody, if anybody right now saying they're not going through something, they're lying.
They lying.
And we get to be, they lying, period. And we get to be honest about that, authentic about that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, kids don't do what you say. They do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Whatever they see.
You know.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
Parents, you listening, and you fucking up. I hope you caught these gems. I'm going to keep it a buck for the record. If you heard this right now, that was so many gems that could hope to help anybody with hope. Got to get to it. Y'all got to change, man. We got to change, all of us. You know what I mean? Nobody perfect.
Right.
We all been through it. Let's stop acting like our life, like nothing happens. You feel me? We all
right.
go through
That's
some shit. When we were little, we went through some shit. When we were teenagers, we went through some shit. The 20s, there's always some shit that we've been through or we might be traumatized by. Let's keep it a buck since we
yeah.
stuck it.
You know what I mean?
I got one question,
and then I want to ask you a question of our own of what we heard just now. My question to you is, what is your ending goal to doing all this?
Ooh, I don't have one. I'm out here like Maya. You know what I mean? When Maya wrote,
that's beautiful.
You know what I mean? When
that's
Maya
a beautiful
wrote,
answer
I rise,
that you didn't
that's
know.
It.
You know, yo, I love that answer. I'm sorry. You said you don't know. That means the sky's the limit for you. You understand that? You could take this as far as you want because you really, there's no end to this. We need you.
You feel me?
The kids need you.
I appreciate that.
You understand that? Don't you ever quit on this, man. Because one day you could be talking to somebody's kid and change their life. You don't never know shit. You might have changed my thought right now. You feel me? Let me not stop playing. Like, real mental issue is an issue.
Yeah.
How could we fix it?
Yeah.
Is it meditation?
It's not a fix. It's a journey. So, I mean, like, at the end of the day, if you go to the doctor, right, and the doctor be like, yo, you got halitosis, that's a six-month journey. You going back, going for your checkups, making sure you going to get your shit clean every month, making sure that you're scraping your tongue right. The doctor going to prescribe you some different type of mouthwash. Now, I mean, if you're smoking, you're going to have to try some different things, like, It's that type of journey, you know what I mean? Like, niggas think, I'm going through some shit, I'm gonna do some shit, I'm gonna be all right. And it's like, nah, like, that's really not the process, you know what I mean? It's really a slow grind, you know what I mean? Like, one of the wisest things I ever heard was, you know, a dude say, you know, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And really being present with that, you know what I mean? It's like understanding that when you're talking about something as precious as the mind, you know what I mean? And your heart, essentially, because that's really what it is both of them. You know what I mean? That's not some quick fix, let me get back, jump ship type. Nah, like, because that's the problem. You know, really being able to, like, take time and intention, even if it's just 4 minutes a day, and knowing that it gets better, and then it gets different. Like you said, right, 20s, 30s, 40s, it's always going to be a new journey in life and a new adventure. But can you get to a point where it looks like that? Or you still saying same shit, different day? Or if it ain't one thing, it's another. Like, I grew up with them sayings. But it's a different perspective that you're taking. You know what I mean? Real shit. It's like, you
we
know what I mean? Like, are
saying.
You one of them niggas?
Yeah, we be thinking
like,
those
niggas,
things being
niggas
sayings
niggas
in the hood, and, you know, it sounds cool and all that shit. But in reality, that shit makes so much sense once you actually, yeah.
You wishing your
life
away.
Miss Kitty, do you have a question from a special guest? Go ahead.
I did want to ask, like, how has this process helped or affected your mental health? You know, has it aided you on your journey, or do you think that it's just kind of shown you have more to work on?
Well, I think I'll start with saying mental health is the state of. And at different points and different times, the state of my mental health has been different. I think when you say a journey, my journey has been one of hygiene, right? Like when you say dental hygiene, that's every day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with my mind. What I've been able to do is kind of be able to create a platform where I can share this shift in perspective, right? Like now I get other people saying, yeah, mental hygiene, like, yeah, that shit, that's every day. That's like for the rest of your life. Like, yeah, just like your teeth, or just like the way that you tend to your dental hygiene every day, the way you tend to eating every day. Yeah, that's the way that, yeah, that's, of course, that's how we think of our mental well-being. Like, of course, you know what I mean? And so for me, that's really what it's been. It's been this opportunity to, like, bring that to a world where everybody's tough. You know what I mean? In sports, everybody's tough. You got to be. Because it's a battlefield. But at the same time, there's no greater battlefield than the one going on in your mind. And so if we can get the people who are admired the most, like athletes and artists like yourself, if we can get you guys being able to be that choir that's singing this message of mental hygiene, then me as the preacher, I don't have to do much. Now, there's this shift. You know what I mean? Like, there's this shift in understanding that we get to do this every day, and the journey is forever.
So, man, with that being said, before we let you go here, I got one more thing to ask. If you can drop a gem for, I know there's up-and-coming artists going through shit, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Drop a gem for them. What's a gem that you could drop for them that they could hold?
Two words. Just three.
Mm. Yo, you deeper than the sea. Yeah, you deeper than the sea. I love it. I love your energy. I want to thank you for sliding through and sharing that energy on here for the record. You're always welcome to call in. We might have to set up a show or something where you can actually get an interview, maybe a whole hour of this, because people need to hear you. People need to hear this.
Bless.
And that's something that I don't want
to
keep. You know, I don't want to keep this away from them. This is actually something that could change the world, one by one.
Yeah.
And day by day,
I was wearing my mental toughness. Mental toughness is not mental strength. Pin today.
It's not. It's not mental health. Yeah. Mental toughness.
Yeah.
Is not mental
toughness
health.
Is not mental health. Yes.
Yeah.
I was wearing my pin today, so. Yeah, I'm very much empowered by Just Breathe and, like, everything that you value and what you're promoting. Like, I definitely resonates with me. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So before anything, give out your social media so people could definitely go and follow you up.
Definitely. So people can tap in at Get Fit Fly Right. Again, at Get Fit Fly Right. You can Google that. I'm on LinkedIn. They want to donate, they can hit me up on the Zelle, the Venmo, the Cash App, the Chime. I'm everywhere. If people are interested in learning more about the Athlete Project and 533 Breath Meditation, they can also hit me up at my URL, www.getfitflyright.com. And yeah, link me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at GetFitFlyRight. Let's connect.
You already heard. Make sure y'all stay in tune. I definitely appreciate you for sliding through, dropping them gems, because I know they're listening. Y'all already know this is For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. Make sure y'all tune in. We're going to spin a track, and we definitely have somebody else in the building. So make sure, because you never know who going to slide through. I'm just saying, you just never know. We here with Kitty York, Boogie Down Bronx, in your motherfucking ear right now. Something serious. Yo, how you liking the show so far? Yo, Kitty, you there?
Yeah. I'm
How you liking
fine.
The show so far?
I like this so much. It's so fun. I like how the vibes fluctuate. Like, it goes from, like, very chill to, like, yeah, let's turn up, let me twerk, back to very chill to, like, let's have a conversation. And I love radio. Well, I used to really listen to radio a lot growing up as a kid. So, like, this is definitely my vibe.
Well, you know what? We going to get back to twerking. Let's get it. For the Record Radio. Swabble.
I need all the little booty bitches, big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey, it's time to get on that motherfucking flow and throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah, from the north to the south. Hey, hey,
what you gonna do with them dollars?
Model for model. Hey, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler.
Yeah.
Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker.
It's gonna be.
She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like, nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Right. Body look like a bottle, but when she start throwing it, booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G.
Okay.
But I bet she gon' give it to me. Yeah. Left cheek, right cheek, no feet.
Cheek.
Burn her head in the car, no G. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth. Throw it back to the West End Suite. Big bag, we don't do shit cheap. In the club, she be turned every week. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Model for model, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Round of applause, time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50, she lit for the blues, creepin' like Nipsey. Ass and titties, skinny petite, but she got a big. Fuck it up, mama, you can't tell a shit, she do stay lit. Out of her mind, slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind, tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. These hoes gon' turn up, whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up, whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model, they on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet? Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them D's.
Yeah. For the record.
I'm saying that motherfucking guitar at the end of the motherfucking shit right there. Woo-hoo. Let's ask Miss Kitty what she thought about Swabo.
Yeah, I was shaking my tail for the nonstop, okay? It was uncontrollable. I couldn't control it.
It's
that thing
lit.
Was just moving.
Yes, go look him up right now, y'all. Swabo, ADTMG. He's making noise straight from Memphis. He's out there making noise in Minnesota. Minnesota, stand up. We here. Y'all already know it's Friday. I'm here with Miss York, a.k.a. Kitty York. Yes, that's right. BX in the motherfucking building. We do this shit every day. Same time, same place, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. East Coast time, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Y'all know the number, 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most. You ready to take this next caller, Miss Kitty? We never know who'll call in.
Of course. I'd love to take the next caller.
Let's see who it is.
Caller, you're live.
Caller, who? You're live. You heard her.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Oh, we hear you clearly. Who are you, where are you from, and what do you do? Let the world know we live.
My name is Crystal Dixon, also known as Kate Crazy or Auntie. I'm from the Bronx, but I reside in Westchester County, New Rochelle, New York. I want to know a little bit about me.
Yes.
We're the building. Happy tonight.
You want to know a little about me, what I do? A little about me. I work all the time. But my main careers are I work at a high school being a full-time security guard, but also I am a boxer, Team USA. I've traveled all over the world, fought in many countries. I've been fought in Golden Gloves. Has anybody ever heard of the Golden Gloves? I've won it multiple times, like six
times.
My dad
won the Golden Gloves.
I won it like six times, three different weight classes. Been number one in the country five times in two different weight classes. I've been number seven in the world. I went to Golden Glove Nationals, won that three, four times in two different weight classes. So I do it all. I'm also a coach in boxing. I have fighters, and I also do classes and a personal training when it comes to boxing.
So hold on. You just knocking motherfuckers out, huh? Let's be real. We all for the record. This is where the independent artist back. You just knocking motherfuckers out. Ain't no touching you.
Don't play with her. Don't fucking play with her.
Don't
So, my number one question I've been wanting to ask you since I knew you were going to come out, when did you start boxing? At what age did you say, this is what I want to do?
I actually started at a late age. I was an all-around athlete, number one, but my main thing was track. I was ranked number 6 in the nation and 3 in the state for it, but I had to find another way to pay for college. So I was like, let me do it. I was like 20, 21 when I started. I started late. So but when I started late, I said I was going to pay for college. I was only going to do like one or two fights, and I never got the opportunity for it to pay for college. I just stuck to it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yo, Kitty, you got any questions for her?
Yeah, how does it feel like knowing that you're like probably the strongest person in the room? Well, at least not the strongest person, but you could definitely whoop anybody's ass when you walk in the room. Like, does it make you feel like more powerful? Like, how does it feel?
It's a joy, and then it's like a upsettingness to it. Like, the reason why I say this is because when you look at me, you look at me and you're like, nah, she can't fight. She's not a boxer. I get that a lot. Like, yeah, whatever. You don't fight. You wearing your brother's chains. Those are your brothers. I'm like, all right, you got it. But at the same time, it felt good, but it doesn't feel good because people underestimate me and they want to push me to the limit, try to bring me out of character when they find out what I can do. But then when the ones that don't know, I like it when the ones that don't know because I could sneak up on you. I let you think you could do what you want to do or say what you want to say, but then when I put my hands go up and I pop you in your mouth, then it's another story. Like, oh, my bad. Ah, you got hands. You got it. Yeah, I know.
Right. Now, I'm going to be a little funny because I'm feeling this energy right now. Callers, do not hang up. We're going to get right to you. So let me ask you a question. When you go out and you dress regular, you know, nobody knows that you box, you in the club. Do you ever look at the dude that swear he hard as hell, knowing you can knock his ass out?
I do.
I'm talking about that one dude. Everybody know who I'm talking about. He swear he's hard as hell. But you know, damn well he's gonna knock his ass out.
The funny thing that you asked this question, because I'm actually getting ready to go to work too, I'm also a bouncer at a nightclub.
Oh,
so, you know, they always look at the female like, yeah, she's soft. She can't do nothing.
Right.
It's always the tough guys like, oh, fuck you. Fuck off. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I could curse. But like,
nah, yeah,
F
you,
F off.
Nah, you good.
All right, like telling me like, oh, dude. I'm like, ah, you got it. Then they constantly keep doing it. So I'll call for backup, but I won't call for backup to help me. I'll call for backup to hold my stuff. Like, yo, can you do me a favor?
Right.
Hold this for me. They be like, all
right.
So they look at me again. It, even if I go out or if I'm working, they look at me again like, she's not about to do nothing. Okay.
Right.
I give you 5 seconds. You don't want to act up. I'm choking you. I'm yoking you. Like, I'm yoking you up out of there. Then they feel some type of way. Like, oh, my gosh, you're a female. I need to report you. Females shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, oh, but you thought I didn't have hands. I just had to prove you wrong. You thought you were the toughest one in here, and you thought you weren't getting hurt by me. You got it.
Fuck your shit. Man, I'm glad we got that question out the way, because I sure wanted to know that. Now, let's get a little bit more serious. We're having a good time right here on For the Record Radio. It's Friday night. We're here with the professional boxer, so watch what you say, because she will punch you in your motherfucking mouth. And we got Kitty from the Boogie Down Bronx. We heavy right now. Let's not go there, all right? How they say now? Period. You heard?
Period.
Yo, man, tune in. So my next question to you is, now that you're doing a lot of different things, are you still boxing right now, first off?
I took a break from it. I needed to take a break mentally to get myself mentally prepared for anything, and just working on myself, so, and building my career as a coach. But I didn't tell anyone. Some people may know. I am coming back. People think that I've hung up the gloves. No. I did not hang up the gloves. My goal is now I want to get ready to prepare to do my best to try to qualify, well, will qualify for going to the Olympics in 2024. That's going to be held in Paris. After that, I think I might hang it up. But I got like 2 more years in me.
I say go for it. Why not? Your confidence is still there. You knocking motherfuckers out at the club. You good. Go in there. Now, let me stop bullshit. Go in there. Work hard at whatever you do, whether it's boxing, whatever anybody's doing, man, right now. Just work hard at it if you love it. And it sounds like you love boxing. You love that shit. So not go in. Why not? You might have more than 2 years in you.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know if you don't like, if you don't love what you do, don't do it. Yeah.
Exactly. For real, for real. You, I could tell you love it because you smiling when you were talking about it.
Yes,
you feel
sir.
Me? She just smiled through the phone. Real shit, man. Before, I don't want to lose track of time. Give everybody your social media so they can run them numbers up for you.
My social media is Instagram is KAYKRAZY88, also known as Big Baby Auntie on there. And if you want to do Facebook, they say Facebook for old heads, but I guess I'm an old head. Cry Now, Laugh Later, that is my name on there. It's all together, Cry Now, Laugh Later on Facebook.
Go run her numbers up right now. You know what? I'm going to keep you on the line. We got callers. I'm going to have them interact with both of y'all ladies. How about that? Y'all down with that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let's get it then. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do?
Yo, this is DJ Snowflake. What's up?
Oh, shit. Yo, DJ Snowflake, I'm about to warn you. Don't say no crazy shit. I got a motherfucker on the line.
I know, man. I'm scared of this shit. I got security, nigga.
Yo, damn, she ain't playing no games, my nigga. I'm telling you. How you doing tonight, DJ Snowflake?
Shit, I'm just chilling, you know, smoking, chilling. Grooving, listening to this, and I'm scared of her, man. Holy shit, she's knocking motherfuckers out at the club. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'll be like in love. I'll be like freaking, whoo, you don't even know, man.
And your ass better duck when you see her ass, but I'm giving you a heads up, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to be like, oh, shit, she going to whoop my ass.
I'm a sweetheart. You don't got to worry about that. I'm a sweetheart. I have a big heart. Just don't get crazy.
You're a good dude.
I'm a little local, you know. You know, I'm white, but I'm like crazy in the head. My mama said.
Yeah, you done this goddamn head of water. Hey, yo, DJ Snowflake. Yo, DJ Snowflake, man, you got any shout-outs you want to give? I know you out there in Minnesota. Wait, how cold is it right there? How cold is it, DJ?
14 degrees.
Holy shit, it's cold, bro.
Man, it's cold. It feels like zero, man. Man, I'm so cold, man. I'm never going outside again.
Like zero.
Man,
I've been fighting too, man.
I've been getting in a lot of fights, you know, so I've been getting in trouble, but see, I might join MMA though, but I ain't no boxing.
Why not?
I ain't going. Man, because I'm going to have to get in a ring with her.
I'll be nice. I won't hit you that hard. I'll work with you. I'll work with you.
She's going to hit you with the jab and the uppercuts only, B. You be
out. She's going to hit me with the Mike Tyson freaking.
Watch it. End up like Martin, man.
She's going to Ray Jones Jr. me. She's going to be like putting her hand behind her back and stuff. Like, oh, snap.
Hey, yo, DJ, man. Yo, Snowflake. I want to thank you for sliding through, man. We got other callers on the line, man. You know, I appreciate you. You always make a good time out of this show every time you call, my guy. I appreciate you. You got any shout-outs?
Man, shout-out to you. Shout-out to Shorty that boxes. Keep it up. Don't fuck them haters. And, you know, shout-out to Pops. Man, shout-out to everybody, man. It's motherfucking Friday. Let's get high and ride by, you know?
Damn. Let's do it then. You know what? Since we got some ladies in the house, what you think about spinning an independent artist that's a female, Snowflake?
Hell yeah. Let's give a female. She got it.
What'd you say?
I see she got this.
Yeah. Always say what I mean and mean what I say. Listen, I've been that bitch way before I even had the vision. These bitches be foggy but never seen them touch my prism. If it ain't directed then keep me out some fucking mentions. My bitches been blocking, break them down like a subdivision. Chasing that bag, I'm by my bills like Bellamy. Heavily, a mother first and a demon come second. My special, my pimpership being malicious steadily. A pedigree, on the swivel, fuck niggas, I'm by my celery. These niggas be all in my DM, know I curve shit. A couple I ran down on, they didn't deserve it. They gossip like bitches and cops blocking on purpose. I don't know if niggas gay or just be on some weird nerd shit. Anyway, me and Sugar gon' stack a vault like any day. Ballin' so hard like we LeBron up in the NBA. Put me up against any bitch and that's in any case. I'm blowing bitches down with these bars on a rainy day. Bitches ain't worth being ops, they just stand out. That's what happens when you stand and you stand out. Don't need a nigga and never needed a handout. I'ma keep something they neck till they free my fucking mans out. And if it's up there, then bitch, you better know it's up. I love the Smith and the Draco, takes too long to load it up. These bitches ain't in it, catch the case, I bet she folding up. Ain't even tough for real, just inspired while she throwing up. Solid niggas drawn to me, I'm the realest on my pivot. Always knew that I was cold and sits and toes, nigga. Niggas envious that I was born a fucking winner. That hoe gon' trick you out the spot and make your road thinner. Suck you dry when you lose, run off with the winner. While we stacking the vault like we got a money printer. Solid niggas stuck with me through my fucking glimmer. Now I'm born while they bitter that I'm getting bigger. I get it, shit like 99% of me. Eventually, me and Sugar gon' hit the bank, take out a century. Versace walls compliment the big spaghetti centipede. I really write and spit my shit, fucking with they energy. I get it, shit like 99% of me. Eventually, me and Sugar gon' hit the bank, take out a century. Versace walls compliment the big spaghetti centipede. I really write and spit my shit, fucking with they energy.
Hey, yo, Bank Rose, my bad motherfucker.
Hey,
yo,
kid.
Y'all was feeling that? What y'all thought about that?
I was fucking with it.
Dope, yo, dope. Her name is Bank Rose. She goes by the Ball Queen. She out of Minnesota, man. She's got bars.
I'm
telling you, man.
Minnesota got some hitters.
Yo, Minnesota got a lot of hitters. They be sleep. They be thinking it's like cows and farms and shit. Nah, be. Every state got a hood. every state got a hood. Don't sleep, even in Minnesota. Shout out to Over North. You know the vibe. All right, well, before I let you go, I want you to give them your social media one more time.
Oh, me, my Instagram is yours. Oh, sorry. I don't know. Hold on.
No, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Sorry. All right, so my Instagram is Kitty York, KITTY YORKK. That's the best place to find me.
Make sure y'all go follow her. Now, the boxer, what's your Instagram?
It's KCrazy88, KAYKRAZY88.
Man, I want to thank you for your time. I'm glad we had a great time. You enjoyed the time?
I had fun.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, yo, Boxer, stay right there. We not done yet. We got other callers. We never know who going to call in, all right? I appreciate you.
Copy.
Yes. Hey, yo, man, I ain't even going to lie. That bank rolls go hard, though. Let's get to this next caller. We only got 6 minutes left. Callers, do not hang up. I'm going to try to get to all of you. Hey, yo, Kitty, you ready to take this next caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get it then. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We just came from cold-ass Minnesota.
What's good? King Kitch, you on the building, man. AKA, man.
Mr. Seattle. Oh, we in Seattle, Kitty. Yo, what's the weather over there? I hope it's warmer than Minnesota, man.
Yo, it's, you know,
you said it's hot outside.
You said it's hot outside, King Kush?
Half of a dollar, man. It's 50 degrees out here. So it's kind of hot. You know, it ain't, you know.
Yeah. That's much better.
Yeah.
I'm feeling warm already.
for real.
Hey, yo, King Kush Money, let Kitty know what you do around here on For the Record Radio, my G.
Yo, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, right here on For the Record Radio, man, we got the control room. We got some call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. You know, we have a lot of fun playing up dope independent artists such as Bank Rose. Shout out to Bank Rose, man. Got to get a track in with us. So, yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all stay locked in with your boy, man. This Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time.
That's a big fact. The last 15 minutes of the show, Miss Kitty, you could call in.
Mm-hmm.
You get to control the rest of his show. That means you pick callers. You could play music. If you want to sing, if you want to hum for 15 motherfucking minutes, then that's what the fuck you get to do. You feel me?
Oh, my God. That sounds so fun.
Yo, it's lit. Bring all your friends. Let's tune in. It's a total West Coast vibe. Hey, yo, Seattle, man. What's the vibe,
what's
my
up, family?
You think she know? Yo, you think she know about that Gaza Kush?
Nah, you know what? I think she know about it, but I don't think she heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Kitty, you know about that Gaza Kush?
Gaza Kush, like the high grade, like the...
Ooh, I like the way she thinks. I love the way she thinks. See, we from the Bronx,
right?
Like, man, energy. Hey, yo, you ready? Yo, introduce this track to Miss Kitty.
You already know, man. Shout out to Miss Kitty, man. Let's go get it, man. Let's get it in, like, you know what I'm saying, how we supposed to. Right here for the Record Radio, where it's playing that only. King Kush Money,
right.
Future, my guy, Flock Gaza. What this be like? It's that guy's a cush. If you ain't got this shit, you about to go ahead and
fuck
this.
Caught a case, the cops had a chase, never see my face, cause I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down. Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record, that guy that cush, no half stepping, you don't bother me. I stay repping, I'm hood to hood, rock to block, fly guys, and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top, that guy that cush, my people watch. Who's talking that guy that cush? Talking that guy that cush, yeah. Who's talking that guy that cush? Talking that guy that cush, yeah. Who's talking that guy that cush? smoking that got the kush. I'm smoking that got the kush. Smoking and smoking that got the kush.
Record radio when we in the building. Right. We on 7 days a week. Come and catch a feeling. You can get to know us. We'll be here building. Smoking Gaza Kush, bruh. That's the way to live in the control room. 6 p.m. Wednesday. That's West Coast time. So pimp, bring a feeling.
Can't feel my chest.
You know we steady smoking good. When I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood. 412. And you know we bumping Gaza Kush. Presidential 43. Call it Mr. Boo.
That's right.
You ain't smoking Gaza Kush. You ain't smoking good.
Bullshit.
The best newest strain out. Get you some.
Yeah.
The plug in the trees is growing on the northwest. Seattle. See it with your chest. We got some good growers.
Nah.
We got the best.
Got the best.
THC low. 50%. Nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest.
Even
a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest.
Just
an instant high and it's bringing good vibes.
Yeah.
Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe.
Yeah.
Meditation with the earth and then you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Puff pass, nigga, this will be that good shit. The one and true kush, I am him, I am less.
Yeah.
So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Got a kush tour coming, I could see that. So you getting high. Get it, nigga. Guys are kush. Coming to a weed store near you. Let's get it. Yeah. Guys are kush, come on.
Yeah, you already know what it is. That's your boy, Fly Gaza, King Kush Money, Gaza Kush. You already know, man. We got to fly out to Seattle, do this video ASAP. You already know. Puerto Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host tonight. I have my co-host, Kitty York from BX Uptown. You already know. Yo, Kitty, you had a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. I'm having so much fun.
Nice. Well, we at the end of the show.
Oh,
we gotta go. You ain't gotta go home, but we can't stay here.
If there's any Brooklyn listeners, if anybody in Brooklyn is listening, come to Love Story Bar so you can see Miss Kitty York in person. We're gonna turn up. Okay, come get a drink, a hot toddy, buy me a drink, and I'll let you take a picture with me. Thank you.
You already know, in that motherfucking order. With that said, you know, we from the Bronx. So we going to end this with an artist straight from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? I had to put the stutter in that motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, BX in the motherfucking building. Let's get it with some Don Q&A boogie. Let's go. Fuck it.
Oh, wow.
Shit y'all just started doing ain't new to us, nigga. That's old money.
I've been old.
So they've been waiting for it, right?
No, they've been waiting.
Dawn. Boogie.
Came up.
What up, nigga?
I went broke, came up with the same niggas. When that last card hit, that's a game winner. Drink sippers and I mix it with the painkillers. Paid niggas, small hood full of grave diggers. Make moves, pay dues, niggas stay true. Same crew, bitching and switching is what I can't do. Riding in my paint new, got me swerving all over the curb is what that drink do. Still avoiding the state troops. Hit the I-95 with a half tank. Make a stop at CVS just to grab blank. Came from that milk crate, talking about them corner nights.
Yo.
Had to get my daughter wiped, ain't leaving till it's morning light.
Nah.
Rolling dice and pouring pints, never the sober type.
Yeah.
Send your soul to Christ, get your block in on the motorbike. Pussy niggas all alike, that's why we ignore the hype. I let this 40 rain 40 days, 40 nights. I'm a cold nigga, lyrics make your soul shiver. That's fiends looking for water, I bring the whole river. You looking for your daughter, I'm on the road with her. Fresh out the trap, dropping O's on the stove with her, nigga. I went broke, came up with the same niggas. When that last card hit, that's a game winner. Drink sippers and I mix it with the painkillers. Paid niggas, small hood full of grave diggers.
You think I changed, nigga? Huh? I'm still the same nigga. I'm with my gang, you call them goons, I call them grave diggers. When I was locked down, made me feel like a slave nigga. I'm A Boogie with the hoodie and a chain nigga. Now I'm ballin' like Harden, yeah, this a game winner. Game winner, rock it on me like I'm James nigga. Hanging out the window with it, asking what you claim nigga. Don't you try to play with us, got some thugs with me. I'm with a nigga who might just shoot up the club for me. Huh? Popping bottles in the club and I ain't old enough. Whoever thought it'd be like this when I was growing up. She know it's up, she sucking dick while I'm rolling up. Don't hold me up, get your bank card and open up. You know it's us, when you see designer from towing up. We blowing up, my nigga, we really blowing up. My dough is up, ain't nowhere to put it, I couldn't fold it up. 10,000 in my ball main just to hold them up. Switch lanes to that fast lane, try to slow me up. Big chains, I need mad chains, cause my dough is up.
I went broke, came up with the same niggas.
Same.
And when that last card hit, that's a game winner. Game winner. Change on my niggas. I ain't never changed on my niggas. Fuck the fame, fuck the bitches. I ain't never, never changed. No way. No way. I ain't never changed on my niggas. No way. I ain't never changed for the bitches up.
Nah. Same.
Through the terror, no sun, it was raining on me. A child of the ghetto, nobody explained it to me. I never ride, I never tell, show you some loyalty. Gangland, suited up, boy, it's the gangster in me. Came up out the store, she blinking everything from A to B. Same as me, nigga, you could never be. Never leave a crib without the blick, we was never free. Niggas changing, not the same, shit is clear as day. Catch them by the Brooklyn Bridge. But hustle boy, it's any day. Hopped up out the coupe, bumping wells up off the block three. He looking for who? Nigga, that is not me. Couple bricks on the way, you know that's from Aki. Hold up, landslide, nigga. Landslide, nigga. Suited up, Timberlands on with no tie, nigga. Show you how this Nina make it so fly. From uptown to the ghost, back down to the jungle, though. I might have tripped, but my niggas never fucking fumbled up. Watch it for them snakes, for that paper, they'll cut you, though. Queens, nigga, still smoke on the Dutch, I cut you, though. They took hustle, I've been soulless. Ever since that night up in the stoop, let's get more love. More life to my team, kill all rats, I condone it. They ain't let me in the game, so I walk in like I stole it. Every inch of the strap, nigga, you can hold it. They bluffing in their songs, so you know I gotta spoil it. Drill through the terror, no sun, it was raining on me. A child in the ghetto, nobody explained it to me. I never rap, I never tell, show you some loyalty. Gangland, suited up, nigga, it's the gangster in me. Come out the store, she blinking everything from A to B. Same as me, nigga, you can never be. Never leave a crib without the blick, we was never free. Hold up.